Various longtime Alaskans, guided by admiring comments over the years such as, "You must have some wonderful stories to tell," or "You really ought to write your memoirs, fascinating life up there," have written their autobiographies. Sadly, most of the time, that was a mistake, as nothing truly memorable happened. However, occasionally, a gifted writer comes along and turns the doubting reviewer from, "Oh no, not another one," to an admirer. DeYoung is a retired Seattle newspaper reporter and editor with distinct views on his life and the world in general. Born and raised in Fairbanks, his account of childhood in a poor family in a poor town is, like life itself, alternately amusing, poignant, and contains some self-inflicted doubt. The book is roughly divided into Jack's early childhood and adventures with his father, growing up, and finishes with some teachers and townspeople of interest with an overview of Fairbanks of his time and today. Fairbanks had gone from a gold boomtown to a tiny place when World War II came along and the military appeared in force. He is honest to the point of bias about his time as an altar boy in the local Roman Catholic Church. We leave the chapter with a strong feeling he has left all religion. And the Boy Scouts. Surely not all leaders abandoned their troops to tents in the interior snow while they stayed in a warm hotel with good food. On the other hand, organized groups ran counter to the Alaskan feelings of the time. Jack's childhood certainly brings back memories of the U.S. Southwest of the day, and I suspect most of the country. Nature red in tooth and claw comes to mind. If you became old and tired and had no money, that was just too bad. Likewise, if you lost your job and had a family to feed, that was your concern. The boys in school quickly learned to fight with fists and anything else that worked. The result was a hierarchy where the strong ruled and the weak were at the bottom. Mental acuity went over well with teachers, but good grades were not valued. The rugged individual was the goal. Boys didn't cry. At the same time, it was a prudish place. Obscene language, sex, including making babies, was off limits, and homosexuals were never mentioned. The mentally slow and physically disabled faced merciless treatment. I am probably too gloomy over the problems of the day. To get the full flavor and some good laughs, you will just have to read the book yourself. Jack is an excellent writer and conjures up scene after scene of neighborhood life. A family voyage on a steamship to Seattle, his parents' reaction to Pearl Harbor, and in general his childhood. The modest price will enable you to buy some extras for a boy you know, a friend in Alaska, and perhaps one for someone who mistakenly laments the passing of the good old days.